Welcome back to Farm Talk. Switch banjos there for a second. My fingers are getting tired. All right, 24 past. It is time now to bring in our friend Mike Krueger, Richland IFC. How you doing today, Mike?
Doing awesome. Don't ever switch banjos, though. That's a bad move.
It's hard to do in midstream. I don't know how Mick was able to do that over the years. Are you still down in Arizona? Are you back yet?
Just for a few more days, and then we're hitting the road home. Drive through parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, take a peek at what the winter wheat crop looks like. You know, the ratings, especially in Kansas, have been dropping off pretty quickly the last few weeks, and that's a big reason why I think wheat was firmer today. People are just a little concerned about wheat weather here and in Western Europe and then Eastern Europe as well.
Yeah, wheat has had actually a really good run this week. We had a really good Monday and Tuesday for the rest of it, and it was kind of a mixed day today. But near and dear to your heart, I know soybeans, and I don't know how much of the Richland crop is going in already, but I'm hearing the planters are getting out there. Not everybody is out there, but it has begun for 24.
You know, and I think not as quickly as I thought it might 4 or 5 or 6 weeks ago. And I think particularly in the central and eastern parts of the Corn Belt, you know, they have been wetter than expected. And they've got another round of pretty heavy rain forecast over the next several days, which will slow that planting up. So it's been a mixed bag how traders take that. Some say that that's a little bullish because the crop's not going to get planted early. Others say, well, they need the subsoil moisture, so let it rain now. It's not even May 1st yet. Lots of time to get the crops in. And, of course, up in our part of the world, we'd like to see a couple of inches of rain every place. And we just seem to be on that northern edge of any forecast precipitation.
When's the last time we've had a normal spring? I just can't remember it. I don't know. I'm knocking on wood. Every time I say it, I'm going to knock on wood because I don't want to jinx it. But it's always seeming. I mean, we still had another blizzard to go yet last year. We had one a week from now.
So the weather gurus say there is no normal. Normal just means it's the average of the extremes. So maybe we are having a normal spring. We just don't know it yet.
Well, it sure feels like kind of like when I was younger, but we'll definitely take it. What are some of the things you're watching? I mean, obviously, I think you kind of went through it, but next week or two, is it weather? Is that your big focus? Is it planting?
Yeah.
Is it all of the above? What's going on in Argentina? Sales?
I think it's weather, and I think the weather in South America is that it continues to be too wet in the southern parts of Brazil and northern parts of Argentina. So trying to get the soybean harvest finished, and that is going to cost them, I think, some bushels. Secondly, it's weather, as I sort of mentioned. Ukraine, Russia, a little drier than normal. Remember, their wheat crops are winter wheat for the most part. There's some spring, but the bulk's winter wheat. So now we're into almost May, and we're getting into that crunch time with when the plants are getting closer to heading and all that sort of thing. So there are already people starting to back off a little bit on wheat production. Not much, but on wheat production, particularly in Russia. Remember, Russia's been the big seller, cheap seller for a decade. So if we could take them out of the equation, even for a little bit, it would be a big help to wheat prices.
Yeah, I heard a story that they're talking about that Russia may cut back on production of wheat. And I was trying to think, does that mean they're going to stop stealing the Ukraine wheat, or they're actually going to cut back theirs? So I was just a little.
Well, you know, there was a story a week ago that the Russian Ag Ministry said they're going to start counting crop production in those occupied areas of the Ukraine as part of their own production, if that gives you kind of any clue of what they think is going to happen going forward. I mean, I don't think that lands small chances ever going back to Ukraine. So the USDA and other Western analytical groups will not do that yet, but the Russians themselves are saying, when you look at our wheat production numbers for 24, it's going to include the occupied regions of the Ukraine.
Yeah, I think the USDA has already come out and said we're not. So we'll see where that goes.
Right.
All right,
exactly.
Give me a minute. We're running a little bit behind. Give me a minute on Richland IFC. What are the boys up to these days?
Well, you know, they're completing cleaning, packing, shipping food-grade soybeans from the 23 crop. They have completed all their acreage contracts for this 24 crop at, you know, $4, $5, $6 premiums over futures. I anticipate they're going to want more acres again in 25. They won't come out with those 2025 acreage contracts until we get through the soybean harvest and see what's going on with production yields, all that sort of stuff. But I can assure you demand stays constant regardless of price.